When it comes to business travel in Orlando, it's never business as usual. Oh, sure, I could go on for days about all the incredible places to hold meetings, or the Michelin dining, or the innovative industries that'll make you feel right at home. But Dr. Michael Edwards of Ocean Insight said it best. Orlando is as much a business capital as an entertainment one. So dive in and see what's happening in Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at Orlando for Business.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. The U.S. just took two important steps to reduce its reliance on China for EV batteries. General Motors is pouring another $625 million into a lithium mine in Nevada that's run by the Canadian company Lithium Americas. The move will give GM 100% of the lithium that comes from that mine for the next 20 years. The U.S. Department of Energy has committed $2.6 billion to the project to process the lithium. And Lyten, the startup from Silicon Valley that's developing lithium sulfur batteries, is going to build a billion-dollar battery plant also in Nevada. And remember, Tesla makes batteries in the state too. Lyten's plant will be capable of making 10 gigawatt hours of batteries. That's relatively small compared to most battery plants, which can make 3 to 4 times that amount. But it is slated to start production in 2027. That production will probably be directed at non-automotive markets, but Lyten says it will be producing automotive batteries at scale before the decade is out. We interviewed the CTO of Lyten at the battery show in Detroit last week, and you can check out that interview on our website or YouTube channel. Carlos Tavares, the CEO of Stellantis, is complaining about plunging sales in the U.S. market, which were down 20% in the third quarter. But he's actually having problems all over the world. Stellantis' sales also dropped in Canada and Mexico. They fell 17% in Europe. Maserati alone was down a stunning 60%. And in China, India, and Asia Pacific, they fell 30%. So while Mr. Tavares has been heaping scorn on his previous U.S. management team, he has a global sales problem on his hands. And in a move that is sure to infuriate the UAW, Tavares is going to add pickup manufacturing in Mexico. Stellantis already makes heavy-duty pickups and vans in Mexico, but it's expanding its plant in Saltillo to make Ram 1500s. Right now, those light-duty pickups are only made in the U.S. So here's our Autoline insight. While Mexico offers lower labor costs, no doubt Tavares wants half-ton pickups made in Mexico so the UAW can't choke off production during any future strike. We think that's the same reason why Ford moved parts of its heavy-duty truck production to Canada. It's a game of chess, which is why Ford and Stellantis made these moves to prevent a checkmate. We've reported about the troubles at Audi's EV plant in Brussels, and now it looks like the doors might have to close for good. Audi says it's been unable to find a suitable buyer for the factory and has rejected all offers it's received. VW also looked into building future models at the plant and studied different uses for it, but says it wasn't able to come up with any alternatives. But this is likely just the beginning. Last month, Volkswagen warned that it may have to close factories in Germany for the first time in its history.
Developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. When's the best time to solve a problem? The minute you know you have one. Meet Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your secure, off-the-shelf solution empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your vehicle update solution in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
Honda doesn't want a single person to die in an accident involving one of its vehicles by 2050, which includes all road users, as well as old Hondas and Acuras that are still on the road. Initial efforts have focused on advanced safety and driver assistance tech, but now it's going after driver behavior. Last year, it launched an iPhone app that tries to provide driving feedback in a fun and engaging way that could make the user want to improve their driving habits. And now it's coming out with a crash test video game that can teach people the physics of car crashes and how different factors like speeding can impact the outcome of an accident. On top of that, it's offering a digital lesson that teaches pedestrian safety. Honda is focusing these new efforts at people under the age of 25 because they account for nearly a third of all traffic fatalities in the U.S. every year. Sales of electrified vehicles were up big in September, but pretty much all that growth came from China. According to data from Rho Motion, automakers sold 1.69 million BEVs and PHEVs last month, which is a 30.5% increase compared to last year. China accounted for most of that total, with 1.12 million electrified sales, up nearly 50%. That's a monthly record for China, and Rho Motion says the EV market is growing faster in China than expected, and it could set a record every month until the end of the year. In Europe, around 300,000 BEVs and PHEVs were sold in September, up 4.2%. And in North America, 150,000 electrified vehicles were sold, which is a 4.3% gain. The world is moving into the age of electricity, according to the International Energy Agency, or IEA. It just reaffirmed its prediction that demand for all fossil fuels will stop growing by this decade because of the shift to electricity. The IEA also predicts that gas and oil prices will drop in the next few years because of a surplus of supplies. If it doesn't start making production cuts, the IEA says OPEC could have 8 million barrels per day of unused capacity by 2030. But even though oil demand will soon drop, the world is going to rely on it for decades. The IEA estimates that fossil fuels will still account for almost a third of energy consumption by 2050. Automakers face up to 16 billion euros in fines for missing CO2 targets in Europe next year. One way the VW Group is addressing this is with longer range plug-in hybrids. I believe it recently came out with a new Tiguan PHEV with a bigger battery pack. And now the Audi A3 Sportback is doing the same. The gross capacity of the battery nearly doubled to almost 26 kilowatt hours, while the actual usable space is just under 20. On the WLTP cycle, it provides 143 kilometers, or nearly 90 miles of range. And despite having more capacity, Audi says the pack has almost the same dimensions as the old one. Even though the A3 Sportback is not offered in the U.S., we wouldn't be surprised to see more longer-range PHEVs from the VW Group. In 2026, the California Air Resources Board's Advanced Clean Car Rules start kicking in, which ramps up the requirement for PHEVs from 30 miles of EV range to 50 miles. As you probably know, the product cycle in China is a lot faster than the rest of the world. And Ford is coming out with a refreshed version of an SUV that it sells in the country less than 3 years after its launch. The new Equator Sport, also known as the Territory outside of China, is getting an all-new front end and new wheel designs. The grille is now a thinner black panel with almost like fangs at the ends that extend down into the bumper, which is incorporated just below the new LED headlamps that have a little turn down at the side. The model is powered by a 1.5-liter EcoBoost engine paired to a 7-speed automatic transmission. But it's also supposed to get a plug-in hybrid setup that uses a CATL battery pack. And that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for making Autoline a part of your day.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. Tajin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility, and by ZF.
Making a life full of memories, one road trip at a time. That's what really matters. Bridgestone Weatherpeak tires with a 70,000-mile limited warranty.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Teijin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
The hottest new social casino is finally here, and you need to see what all the excitement is about. Visit ZulaCasino.com. At Zula, you can play more than 500 Vegas casino-style games for free. Sign up today for an exclusive bonus. Be on the lookout for daily mega jackpots, exciting promotions, and giveaways. Zula Casino brings the thrill of Vegas to you no matter where you are.
Zula is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Visit ZulaCasino.com. Today.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.